Some high school teachers think that their students can learn more math by learning something else. Marianne Hollandez report from Indiana Public Broadcasting.
It's 8:30 on a rainy fall morning in Indianapolis. As you walk around the grounds of Ben Davis High School, the first thing you notice is a massive new football stadium. The school's football team is nationally known. But most students here have something else on their minds as they file through the hallways today. The juniors and seniors entering Brent Schwanekamp's second period class get the following instructions.
Okay, we're looking for complete sentences and we're looking for good, well-structured answers, and so we need to have some content to go with that. Okay, you could fill up all the lines without any content, and that doesn't mean anything. So we got to make sure we have the content also.
That's not unusual for an English or literature class, but this is a math course.
Ones are created by multiplying by the reciprocals. Okay, those are those. If I'm trying to turn a 7 into a 1, I multiply by 1/7. Okay, a multiplicative inverse.
Calculators and theory books are still a part of today's math classrooms. But in this school, so is the math essay. Math teacher Brent Schwanekamp says he never imagined he would be teaching topic sentences and supporting statements. While he can't teach writing at the same level as an English teacher, he thinks that any discomfort he has teaching basic writing is outweighed by the benefits to his students.
We challenge our students now with understanding the literacy of math, understanding the terminology and the application of that terminology and how important that is. I would be lying if I said that we write every day, but we do write when it's appropriate.
High school senior Megan McCann is college bound. She says she's a good writer, so she doesn't mind writing in all her classes. But she expresses sympathy for some of her peers who struggle with writing because now it's unavoidable.
I think that some people really struggle with it, especially ones that just aren't really good at writing down how they got the answer. Some students are really good at math. They get the answer and they just can't seem to explain how they got it.
This increased emphasis on writing is slowly making its way into mainstream curriculums. Ed Harden, who develops tests with the College Board, says that a recent change to the SAT to include writing was a way to encourage high schools to emphasize it. Harden says if a student can't write a good essay, they're going to have trouble in college. He wants more schools to consider what this Indiana high school is doing.
I think it's a terrific idea. Writing has always been best understood as a core skill that can be integrated across the disciplines. I think in some ways it's kind of artificial to separate the different disciplines and say, okay, we're going to teach writing over here, we're going to teach math and science over here.
Back in Brent Schwanekamp's class, students end the hour much the same way it began, with a writing assignment.
We didn't get finished, just give me what you got.
Then it's on to other classes in science, music, and even gym, where chances are good they'll write some more. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Holland in Indianapolis.